TikTok and she was singing some song by Miley Cyrus, and I'm like, actually, this lady is, she's underrated. That voice, I could not believe it. I could not.
And she's so beautiful. And now I think since, you know, she gave birth, I think she's in a happy space of her life right now. And you know what? Hatloki, any negative, if you have anything negative to say, go tweet Arthur, not us. We are not here for that. But anyway, we are still talking everything relationships. And actually, you know, today we are talking about something that's really important. Something I think all of us have done. But I don't think some of our stories are as bad as some of you guys' stories, guys. Deep. We are asking you, what's the worst lie you've ever told in your life and you've lived to regret telling that lie? You are tweeting us at UJFM. If we're on social media, we are also at UJFM. Alternatively, you can send us a voice note on 081-725-5228. So just picking a random comment from one of the listeners. I'm just going to read one out now.
Mm-hmm.
We have one that's coming through from... there's a lot here, and I want to choose the best. You know, I want to choose the best. I have one, it's coming through from Anonymous. Mm-hmm. Says, please, Urban Branches, please keep me anonymous. I was with my blesser at his house spending the weekend, but I had a boyfriend at the time. So, Delas, she's referring to the blesser as Delas.
Mm.
So Dallas picks me up on Friday. We drink and do it on Friday. Then the next day he invites his boys for a braying session. Guys, this Dallas was a drunkard. He would drink 2 straight bottles by himself and still want his draught cans. Well, yeah, he blacked the whole weekend. Now I'm in the house with a half dead man, not getting freaky. Around four best friends or boyfriends starts blowing off my phone. That's on Sunday morning. Okay, I'm talking to him calmly because Delas understands English. No, we Africans only saw I was speaking in Setswana, telling him I'm at my aunt's place. He's like, I'm coming to pick you up. Karno, waitibu antiba baki baruti, never badumele. Bitsa keb kitlatlako na myself. So I guess she told the boyfriend now that, no, don't come and pick me up at my aunt's place. Just call a cab for me, I'll come. And then I tell Delas that my granny is hospitalized and the whole fam is there, so I need to go there too. He paid my cab and so did Bay. When we got to his house, that was 4 years ago. I only left Delas last year, but I'm still with her boyfriend. Like, tell us, or Motwa, tell us, or
at least you didn't mention any names.
Yeah,
Man,
likely hectic, guys. Your lies go in deep. Like, you guys lie about your grandmothers. You lie about your grandmothers. It's exactly 31 after 11. Let's get into news with Zozo on the other.